Straight to Hong Kong we go. Steve Moran's been there all week for the Hong Kong Jockey Club. The big race on Sunday in our twilight, the QE2 Cup with the United States, drawing barrier 5. Steve's in the bus going out to the track. Steve, good morning to you.
Good morning, Andrew. I am indeed heading out to Sha Tin this morning, where I can assure you that the United States will come out onto the track this morning. He will do some work. He's stayed in quarantine for the last 3 mornings, but you know what? The reports are that the horse is fine, and in fact, he's had probably the best couple of weeks he's had all prep, so it'll be interesting to see him gallop, which will be in probably about an hour and a half's time.
Well, that'll be interesting just to give us a look. And I guess Preble's going to jump on, Brett Preble, and get a feel going into the race on Sunday. We know the draw's out now. What was the reaction to it all?
Well, it's a relatively small field, of course, runners. The draw's probably fairly inconsequential, and most years it is, despite the fact that it's a short run to the first turn. There's only been one winner in the past 10 years who's drawn inside 5, so wider gates, I think the draw doesn't make too much difference here. It's probably just how this race is going to unfold. Everybody expects the Japanese horse to lead Neorealism, but the one thing we do know is that the two horses that are guaranteed to be sort of just sitting on the speed, camping on the speed, are the United States and Blazing Speed, the local horse. So you would expect those two are going to get good runs in the race no matter how it unfolds.
And who do you see winning, given this is probably our last chance, although we'll probably pump you a little bit tomorrow when you come on with your Melbourne tips, but how do you see it?
Well, look, I'm a little bit in Pakistan Star's corner. He might still be 6 months away from being a really high-class horse, but I think the small field is going to suit him. He's only had one run in his career in a small field, and on that occasion, he landed in touch. He was only sort of 3 to 4 lengths off them. Admittedly, it was a much inferior race to this one, but I think the small field is going to work in his to his advantage. He has had a barrier trial since his last run, and I know it was only a barrier trial, but he actually looked a better racehorse in that trial. He travelled more kindly. He pushed through between horses and really lengthened in the closing stages of that trial. So, yeah, Pakistan Star. But, oh, look, I think there's probably any one of, you know, probably 4 that could win the race.
Well, we can't wait to watch it and listen to it on Sunday, as I say, in the twilight time. The United States will do some notes and broadcast them a little while later once it comes through from the Jockey Club on what he's done and the gallop and things like that. Steve, thank you for your time this morning. Good luck over the weekend.
Terrific. Thanks, Andrew.
Steve Moran there. And, of course, Steve is will be on air. He's still doing the Melbourne form, and he'll be on air after 11 tomorrow morning.